And as you all know, really the first Wednesday of each month, we get together with Arjun Singh, who lives in Jaisalmer, India. And we talk about things that are going on in India and what is going on with he and his family. Arjun informed me yesterday, last night, that he had received his second shot and really wasn't feeling that well. So we will welcome in his son, Gurdar, once again, who will join us this morning live from India. Good morning and good day.
Good morning, sir.
And how are you?
I'm good.
So let's talk, for people that aren't aware, how old, what are you, 16 or 17, Gurdar?
So I'm 17.
All right. Now, we've known you via the radio since you were just a little kid. Now you're turning into a full-grown man and ready to move on with life. I have some questions to ask you. First of all, how are you and your family holding up during this incredible wave of COVID-19 in India? Are you guys holding up okay?
Yeah, we are fine. In our family, nobody has tested positive till now. And though it is a complete lockdown outside, it is declared by the Rajasthan government. Since 1 month, we are inside our homes. Nobody's allowed to go outside. And everything is closed in Jaisalmer. In all over Rajasthan, everything is closed. But still, we are holding up. And we are trying our best to stay inside and stay safe.
Now, your dad got his shot. Now, in the United States, just last week, people that are 16 and older finally were allowed to start to get their shots, and that's the way it is here in Connecticut and New York. Have you received any shots yet?
No, I'm not allowed to get any shots. Only the people who are about 18 are allowed to get the COVID vaccine.
Does that worry you at all or not?
It worries me a little bit because I can't see that in the near future, like 1 or 2 months, I'll be getting any shots. Most probably after 3 or 4 months, maybe in October, November, the government will decide to give the people who are about 16 the shots of COVID vaccine, probably. But currently, I'm a little bit worried because the COVID wave is really dangerous in Jaisalmer also. Like last year, we had very few positive cases and casualties were like none. But this year, we are seeing dozens of casualties in Jaisalmer. And since we live in a closely knit community in Jaisalmer, it's really difficult for us because every day you hear the news that somebody has passed away, you know that person. And at that moment, that person is not in the world. So it's really difficult for us. And it's really terrifying for me because I'm not able to get vaccine since, and I don't know how I will just hold up with this for like 3 to 4 months from now.
And for folks that don't realize about Jaisalmer, first of all, Jaisalmer is a tourist attraction simply because of the beautiful Golden Fort that's there. But explain how many people live in Jaisalmer and why I think that your concerns are so accurate. How many people live in Jaisalmer?
In the whole Jaisalmer, we have almost 600,000 people approximately, but in the Jaisalmer town, approximately 60,000 people or 70,000 people.
So, I mean, there's, once again, which most people realize when if they're following the news and they hear the statistics out of India, they're so high, but the population rate is so high. Now, did this come as a complete surprise to everybody? And I know what I hear in the news media about the big cities and stuff, but out of the countryside, like you out in Jaisalmer, did this big wave and this all sudden, this huge wave of infections surprise you, or is it something that you kind of expected might happen?
We expected that the second wave would come, but we were not sure that it will come in such a way that everything will just get shut down and there will be a lot of cases and a lot of casualties. We were expecting a little bit less than you can say the cases are now, but we expected the second wave to come. But in Jaisalmer, we did not expect anything. Because already Jaisalmer is not connected to the country. And then the tourists were also coming. A little bit of tourist places started to work on after the COVID first wave ended. So we were expecting that the COVID will not come to Jaisalmer this time because in India, the cases were going at a really good pace. The cases were decreasing really at a really good pace. And now you can see that everything is closed. For me personally, it was a big news. Like, I was in the school, and then the principal came and announced that there are a lot of cases in India, and we are just shutting the school for, like, we don't know for how much time you will not be able to come to school, and we are shifted to online classes again. So definitely it was a big surprise for the people who are in Jaisalmer.
Now, you're still learning online, though, right? You're still going to school, but just through computer?
Yeah, we are still online.
Have you adapted to that? Is that something that's totally different to you?
Yeah, it is a totally different experience for the students in Jaisalmer, because first of all, we don't have proper internet services in Jaisalmer. So whenever you join the online classes, there are some problems. Maybe on the teacher's side, on your side, you have a poor internet connection. Then this is the time of summer, so you have a lot of sandstorms in Jaisalmer, and that also affects the connection. So that's a very big problem for the students in Jaisalmer, but still we are trying our best to just study online.
I think you're very lucky. Your family's very lucky, because for as long as I've been speaking with Arjun, you are extremely computer literate and probably really make it a lot easier for your household to communicate. Are you a self-taught computer person?
Yeah, definitely. Because in Jaisalmer, we don't have computer classes. Like in my old school, we didn't have any computer classes. And when I just joined my new school last year, and there I just got to know that, yeah, we have this subject in Jaisalmer that I can just take. And till then, I was completely self-taught, but now I'm just taking the computer classes. And I just went to my computer teacher, and he told me that you are the first person from Jaisalmer city who has just taken computer science as a subject. So I was really shocked that nobody has ever used or taken computer science as a subject. I was the first one from my community or my town who has taken this subject in 11th grade.
Now, what grade are you in? Are you set to go to college pretty soon?
Yeah, I'm currently in 12th grade, and I'll go to the college next year, fall of 2022.
Have you picked a college out yet?
I have a lot of colleges in mind. Like, there are a lot of in India, some are abroad. So, but my main focus is the Indian colleges. Those are IITs, and I'm also considering Amherst College. I heard that it's a nice college, so I was thinking about that also.
All right. Well, I want you to give our best to your dad, and of course to your entire family, and urge you to keep safe over there. And don't worry, you're a young stud there, and I think you'll do fine until you're able to get your vaccination. But my best to the whole family and to you, Gurdar.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a great day. Take care. That is Arjun's son, Gurdar, who, geez, like I said, we know him since he was just a little pup. And he's getting set to go to college. Just a little look into what's going on in India this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.